The reality is so many of the classic American meals are bad food combinations. And to take the mystery out of that, all it means is digestive time. Some foods, like fruit or fruit juice, you put in your stomach, and they only need to spend 5 or 10 minutes there. Other foods, like grains, need to spend 5 hours there. And all the other foods are probably in between that. Well, it only makes sense, then, that if you eat fruit and you eat grains, something that wants to digest in 5 minutes and something that takes 5 hours in your stomach, there's going to be a bit of a problem. And either the undigested food's going to leave too soon and cause fermentation, or the fruit's going to stay in there for 5 hours, which is about 4 hours and 55 minutes longer than it wants to, and it's going to cause fermentation and indigestion there. So it makes time to balance the types of foods you're eating in a meal with the length of time it takes to digest them. And if there was one simple rule, it's usually those two ends of the spectrum. Don't mix the fastest digestive foods like fruits with the longest digesting foods like grains. And that's almost guaranteed indigestion. So now we're talking about the classic Americans, everything from your breakfast toast and jam to your dinner dessert apple pie is a mixture of fruit and grains. So what do we have here? The average American doesn't know they're having indigestion. They just think they're normal. In fact, the average American, what they have been putting up with, what they think is okay health, if someone that was healthy were to experience that for a half hour, it might kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really is bloating and pain and burping and backfiring and digestive difficulty, along with all the other aches and pains that we put up with, which we say, well, it's normal, you know, at this age, at 35 or 40, it's normal. This is what normally happens. And what it really is it's what normally happens in sick people. It's not normally what happens in someone that's healthier. In fact, usually all you have to do is go to a more rural part of the world, whether it's, a rural part of Russia or China or Central America, and what you'll find is that you'll run into people your age, you'll think they're your children. Because their skin looks so good.
Right.
They're not, you know, losing their eyesight at 40. They don't have what we consider to be the common, you know, effects of aging.
Because we think that these common everyday ailments are normal, and over time,
that's right,
they just take a toll on our bodies.